Week 11, Thursday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us adore the Lord, for it is he who made us. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us adore the Lord, for it is he who made us. Eternal Father, through your word, you gave new life to Adam's race, transformed men into sons of light, new creatures by your saving grace. To Father, Son, and Spirit blessed, undying praise and glory give. Their silent voice no ear has heard, yet by their every word we live. Pay heed, Lord, and see how we are taunted. Psalm 88. Continued. And yet you have rejected and spurned, and are angry with the one you have anointed. You have broken your covenant with your servant, and dishonoured his crown in the dust. You have broken down all his walls, and reduced his fortresses to ruins. He is despoiled by all who pass by. He has become the taunt of his neighbour. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You have made his sword give way. You have not upheld him in battle. You have brought his glory to an end. You have hurled his throne to the ground. You have cut short the years of his youth. You have heaped disgrace upon him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Pay heed, Lord, and see how we are taunted. I am the root and stock of David. I am the splendid morning star. Psalm 88 concluded. How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your anger burn like a fire? Remember, Lord, the shortness of my life, and how frail you have made the sons of men. What man can live and never see death? Who can save himself from the grasp of the grave? Where are your mercies of the past, O Lord, which you have sworn in your faithfulness to David? Remember, Lord, how your servant is taunted, how I have to bear all the insults of the peoples. Thus your enemies taunt me, O Lord, mocking your anointed at every step. Blessed be the Lord for ever. Amen. Amen. I am the root and stock of David. I am the splendid morning star. Our years pass like grass, but you, God, are without beginning or end. Psalm 89. O Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to the next. Before the mountains were born, or the earth, or the world brought forth, you are God without beginning or end. You turn man back to dust and say, go back, sons of men. To your eyes 1,000 years are like yesterday, come and gone, no more than a watch in the night. To sweep men away like a dream, like grass which springs up in the morning it springs up and flowers, by evening it withers and fades. So we are destroyed in your anger, struck with terror in your fury. Our guilt lies open before you, our secrets in the light of your face. All our days pass away in your anger. Our life is over like a sigh. Our span is 70 years or 80 for those who are strong. And most of these are emptiness and pain. They passed swiftly and we are gone. Who understands the power of your anger and fears the strength of your fury? Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent. Is your anger forever? Show pity to your servants. In the morning, fill us with your love. We shall exult and rejoice all our days. Give us joy to balance our affliction for the years when we knew misfortune. Show forth your work to your servants. Let your glory shine on their children. Let the favour of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Give success to the work of our hands. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our years pass like grass, but you, God, are without beginning or end. With you, O Lord, is the source of life. It is your light that enlightens us. A reading from the book of Judges, chapter 8. Then the men of Israel said to Gideon, "Rule over us, you and your son and your grandson also, for you have delivered us out of the hand of Midian." Gideon said to them, "I will not rule over you, and my son will not rule over you. The Lord will rule over you." Now Gideon had 70 sons, his own offspring, for he had many wives. And his concubine, who was in Shechem, also bore him a son. And he called his name Abimelech. And Gideon, the son of Joash, died in a good old age, and was buried in the tomb of Joash his father at Ophrah of the Abiezrites. Now Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaal, went to Shechem to his mother's kinsmen, and said to them and to the whole clan of his mother's family, "Say it in the ears of all the citizens of Shechem, which is better for you, that all 70 of the sons of Jerubbaal rule over you, or that one rule over you? Remember also that I am your bone and flesh." And his mother's kinsmen spoke all these words on his behalf in the ears of all the men of Shechem. And their hearts inclined to follow Abimelech, for they said, "He is our brother." And they gave him 70 pieces of silver out of the house of Baal-berith, with which Abimelech hired worthless and reckless fellows who followed him. And he went to his father's house at Ophrah, and slew his brothers, the sons of Jerubbaal, 70 men, upon one stone. But Jotham, the youngest son of Jerubbaal, was left, for he hid himself. And all the citizens of Shechem came together, and all Beth Millo, and they went and made Abimelech king, by the oak of the pillar at Shechem. When it was told to Jotham, he went and stood on the top of Mount Gerizim, and cried aloud and said to them, "Listen to me, you men of Shechem, that God may listen to you. The trees once went forth to anoint a king over them, and they said to the olive tree, 'Reign over us.' But the olive tree said to them, 'Shall I leave my fatness by which gods and men are honoured, and go to sway over the trees?' And the trees said to the fig tree, 'Come, you, and reign over us.' But the fig tree said to them, 'Shall I leave my sweetness and my good fruit and go to sway over the trees?' And the trees said to the vine, Come, you, and reign over us. But the vine said to them, Shall I leave my wine, which cheers God and men, and go to sway over the trees? Then all the trees said to the bramble, Come, you, and reign over us. And the bramble said to the trees, If in good faith you are anointing me king over you, then come and take refuge in my shade. But if not, let fire come out of the bramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon. If you have acted in good faith and honour with Jerubbaal and with his house this day, then rejoice in Abimelech, and let him also rejoice in you. But if not, let fire come out from Abimelech, and devour the citizens of Shechem and Beth-Millo. And let fire come out from the citizens of Shechem and from Beth-Millo, and devour Abimelech. A responsory from Judges chapter 8. I will not rule over you, neither will my son rule over you. The Lord himself will rule over you. To him who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honour and glory and might for ever and ever. The Lord himself will rule over you. A reading from the Treatise of St. Cyprian on the Lord's Prayer. Continuing the Lord's Prayer, we ask, Give us this day our daily bread. This can be understood in both a spiritual and a literal sense, because either understanding is a God-given help to salvation. Christ is the bread of life, and this bread does not belong to everyone, but is ours. We say, Our Father, because he is the Father of those who understand and believe. In the same way, we call Christ our bread, because he is the food of those who are members of his body. We ask that this bread be given to us each day. We are in Christ, and we receive his Eucharist daily as the food of salvation, and it is our prayer that we may not fall into some serious sin and be obliged to abstain from communion. For this would deprive us of the bread of heaven and separate us from the body of Christ, as he himself proclaims, I am the bread of life who came down from heaven. He who eats my bread will live forever. For the bread which I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. He says that the man who eats his bread lives forever, and it is clear that the ones who live are those who make up his body, those who have the right to communicate and who receive the Eucharist. On the other hand, one must fear that while a man has to abstain from communion and is separated from Christ's body, he may be far from salvation, and one must pray that this may not be so. For Christ gave warning, Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life in you. We ask then that our bread, which is Christ, be given to us daily, so that we who abide and live in Christ may not cut ourselves off from his grace and his body. Then we go on to pray because of our sins, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. After asking for food and sustenance, we ask for the forgiveness of sins. How necessary, how wise, and how salutary is the warning which the Lord gives us that we are sinners, in compelling us to pray on account of our sins. In asking God's forgiveness, we are made aware of the state of our consciences. By being commanded to pray daily for his sins, A man is instructed and learns that he sins every day. This is to prevent him being self-satisfied with his own imagined innocence, to prevent him exalting himself, and so being the more likely to lose his soul. This is the advice which St. John, too, gives in his letter. Quote, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, the Lord is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins." End of quote. In his letter, he combines the two elements, that we ought to offer prayer in reparation for our sins, and through prayer, ask for God's pardon. For this reason, he says that God is faithful and true to his promise of forgiving sins. "For he who taught us to pray for our sins and offences promised that his fatherly mercy and pardon would be granted to our prayers." Responsory from Psalm 30. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame, for you are my rock, my stronghold. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. See my affliction and my toil, and take all my sins away. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Let us pray. Lord God, strength of those who hope in you, support us in our prayer, because we are weak and can do nothing without you. Give us always the help of your grace, so that in fulfilling your commandments we may please you in all we desire and do. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.